Hello, this is WMFO Medford. This is Allison Manka, and you are listening to WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry for the late start, got locked out of the studio, but here we go. Oh my gosh, I am so not smooth with the board anymore now that it's my first time in the studio since last semester, but I'm so glad to be back. Today's theme is inadequacy. So last semester I started the show Non-Traditional Emotion, which finds playlists for specific emotions or feelings that are not as commonly addressed in music. So some of my past shows were talking about loneliness, nostalgia, rejection, independence. And actually, this is one of the playlists that I made last semester, Inadequacy. And I just thought it was a really interesting topic because it's a very vulnerable topic. And a lot of artists are really generous with their emotions and their stories. And especially the artists, some of the artists that I'm going to play today. Like, that song was Class of 2013 by Mitski, and it's probably one of the most vulnerable songs I've heard, save Funeral by Phoebe Bridgers, which I'm going to play later, but Mom, Can You Wash My Back? It's like that feeling of not feeling in control of yourself and wanting someone else to just take over some of the simple things that we may, you know, take for granted, some of the simple actions that can feel so hard sometimes. And this song really speaks to that, and you can hear the vulnerability in Mitski's voice when she's almost like screaming or wailing that lyric. It's such an interesting song. This next one is Green Tea Ice Cream by Linda Diaz.
Even know why you're working toward got the time. Drumming pennies on the street. Close my eyes to see my peace. But when it gets to be too much, I find myself in what I love. When I'm by the sea, sweatshirt, sweatpants, white noise, blue jeans, writing letters to old friends, black cats and tender moments. Cherries in the spring, long walks, long nights, green tea, ice cream. It's all so good, so good, so good to me. It's easy to fall into dull patterns when your mind is clouds of gray. Oh, lately all my thoughts are marked with questions. Like, how can I
do I manage expectations while I manifest my greatness?
Can you tell me
just how long I will be waiting?
Even trees and flowers know the seasons for you grow. You should be living out your dreams. Instead you're tearing at the seams. Lights and sirens in the dark plug my ears to hear my heart. But when it gets to be too much, I find myself in what I love. When I'm by the sea, sweatshirt, sweatpants, white noise, blue jeans, writing letters to old friends, black cats.
So again, that was Green Tea Ice Cream by Linda Diaz, and that song is so interesting because it's one of those songs where the beat and the melody don't really convey what's going on in the lyrics, and I think that those songs are so interesting because this song does speak to inadequacy, but it also speaks to wanting to feel more, and like one of the lines is, how can I manage expectations while I manifest my greatness? It's that feeling of like, I'm not there yet, you know? Like, I'm not feeling like my whole self, but I want to feel like my whole self. And that's a really interesting feeling. This next one is Funeral by Phoebe Bridgers. So we're taking it back down. I wanted to disrupt the pure sadness for a little bit. Don't worry, I'm fine. I'm not sad today. But this song is fascinating and heart-wrenching. And there's a line that I definitely want to talk about afterwards. But the shock of the line is something I don't want to compromise. So enjoy.
This is Ice-T.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Sorry, I have Spotify with ads, so give me a second. I will play you a lovely little ad.
Big fire. Several minutes more, and thick, poisonous smoke may have filled your lungs and reduced your ability to respond. Give it 5, and your entire home may be filled with flames.
Keep breathing. We've got you.
Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and keep heaters 3 feet away from anything that can burn. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov because fire is everyone's fight.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things? The most important things in our lives. The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
I'm singing at a funeral tomorrow for a kid a year older than me. And I've been talking to his dad. It makes me so sad when I think too much about it. I can't breathe. And I have this dream where I'm screaming underwater while my friends are waving from shore. And I don't need you to tell me what that means. I don't believe in that stuff anymore. Jesus Christ, I'm so blue all the time, and that's just how I feel. Always have, and I always will. Always have and always will. I have a friend I call when I've bored myself to tears, and we talk until we might just kill ourselves, but then we laugh until it disappears. And last night I blacked out in my car, and I woke up in my childhood bed, wishing I was someone else, feeling sorry for myself when I remembered someone's kid is dead. Jesus Christ, I'm so blue all the time, and that's just how I feel. Always have, and I always will. I always have, and always will. And it's 4 a.m. again, again.
So that was Funeral by Phoebe Bridgers, and that line, then I remember someone's kid is dead, throughout this whole song, Phoebe Bridgers is talking about how she's just, like, incredibly sad, depressed, not feeling like herself, and, you know, she does these things, she feels sorry for herself, but then she sort of remembers that the rest of the world is also sad, and you could take that to mean, like, oh, I shouldn't feel sad because someone else is feeling sad for a worse reason than me. But I think really what this song is trying to say is that it's almost like we're in solidarity with each other. Like, I may not feel like myself, I may not feel right, but also other people are also struggling, and that's kind of powerful. So sorry for the disorganization of my show today. I forgot that I needed a dongle to plug in my phone. My Spotify has ads on my computer, and my computer is about to die. So I might have to veer from the planned playlist because the automated computer does not have a lot of the songs that I wanted to play. So if I do that, I might not make comments, I might just play songs, which is still fun, just not the idea. But anyway, I hope it's still a fun time. Here is Helplessness Blues by Fleet Foxes.
I was raised up believing I was somehow unique, like a snowflake, distinct among snowflakes, unique in each way you'd conceive. And now after some thinking, I'd say I'd rather be a functioning cog in some great machinery, serving something beyond me. But I don't know what that will be. I'll get back to you someday, soon you will see. What's my station? Oh, just tell me what I should do. I don't need to be kind to the armies of night that would do such injustice to you. Or bow down and be grateful and say, should take all that you see to the men who move on me in dimly lit halls and determine my future for me. What good is it to sing helplessness blues? Why should I wait for anyone else? And I know you will keep me on the shelf. I'll come back to you someday.
which I think is funny because when I logged that into the computer, it described it as country, which it is not. It is indie folk rock. But I really like the lyrics of Fleet Foxes. They're so creative with their words. For the first line of this, the first couple of lines of this song was, "I was raised up believing I was somehow unique, like a snowflake distinct among snowflakes, unique in each way you can see. And now, after some thinking, I'd say I'd rather be a functioning cog in some great machinery, something be serving something beyond me." Which, it's interesting because, I mean, the theme of this show is inadequacy, but in this song, it's almost like a want to be inadequate, or a want to just be simple, to live simply. But I think that that also comes from a place of just not believing that you're special. Like, you may be told that you're special, but you don't believe it, so you'd rather just, like, stop trying to be and just live simply. But every time I hear that song, I feel very relaxed. my computer's at 3%, so I'd say we could probably get through one more song. Here is Overkill by Holly Humberstone.
A couple more tequilas, and I'll tell you how I'm feeling. Don't wanna kill your evening, don't wanna be a buzzkill.
Spotify ads. That song is, again, like, plays to this theme of a lot of these songs are talking about, like, not feeling good enough, not feeling like yourself, but they also share this striving for feeling more, feeling normal, which I feel like is very common. Like, you know when you're not feeling like yourself, you know when you're not feeling good enough, but you also know that you want to get there, and maybe you don't know what it takes to get there, maybe you do, but I think all of those these songs share that striving, and Overkill is exactly like that. Maybe this time I'll say something a little wild out loud. It's like, am I this time going to feel the courage to actually speak my mind and to believe in what I have to say? She also says, I'm over being overkill. Like, I relate to that a lot. Like, you want to stop believing that you are too much for anyone, you know? You want to stop believing that you're a burden to anyone or that you're overkill. Like, Holly Humberstone is done, I'm done. And, you know, that feeling of not feeling like enough is relatable, but also, why should we not strive for more? Hopefully once this ad ends, I'll be able to go back to the song and there. Yes, okay, awesome. Here is Lose My Cool by Amber Mark.
So full of pain just stuck in my head. There was no one that could get me out of it. Yes, I think the drinking was a bit excessive. Just to be frank, the drinking ain't what caused me to be aggressive. My heart has been taken over every day. I get colder too. I realize need to let go expression from the get-go too.
Song Lose My Cool and Overkill, because they both sort of say the thing, like the same thing. Amber Mark says, feeling like I just have to lose my cool and speak my brain, and it's the same thing, like maybe I have to believe in what I have to say, which is pretty cool. And also I'm running my computer battery until it dies. And it's going pretty well so far. It's holding out. Here is Must Be Fine by Miel.
Got food in the fridge, but you only order in. Made a note in your phone to ask me how I'm doing. Do you turn out the light when you retire downstairs? Or do you close the bedroom door and pretend it isn't there? I keep going, thinking every day I'm awake. Must mean I'm okay. I must be fine. Saw myself in a man selling shells up in Cambria. Spending hours spreading out.
To sit down And I'm happy to admit now I'm on my way. It seems I'm not invincible, but I'm bored of the pain and I need to explain. Yeah, there will always be a part of me that's holding on and still believes that everything is fine and that I'm living a normal life. But until somebody sits me down and tells me why I'm different now, I'll always be the way I always am.
Honestly, it was amazing that it lasted that long. That's why I just kept playing songs, because I was like, I want to see how long this is going to hold out. So, we have a lot to talk about. I played Miel's Must Be Fine. And how does that fit in with Inadequacy? I think it's so interesting that the concept of the song is, I have all this, so I should be fine. I must be fine. But sometimes we may have everything we seem to want or need and still not be fine, and that's okay, and that's something to experience. So that's why I put that in there. Then I have Always by Rex Orange County, and I love Rex Orange County. That Mr. County, as we call him in my household, is such a gem of a man. I went to his concert in 2020, February or March 2020, right before COVID restrictions happened. And it was so fun seeing him because he was so funny. He's British, by the way. And he like did, you know how artists would normally like talk in between their show or in between their songs, and they like tell you a story or, you know, tell you something funny. He was not like that at all. He did not tell us anything during the show. It was so funny. He kept just being like, he would walk over to his guitar and he's like, I'm gonna play guitar now. And then the whole theater would just like scream and cheer like, yeah, you're gonna play guitar right now. And he would be like, should I play another song for you? And we'd be like, yes, we want to hear another song. And his writing really expresses sort of like love. He talks a lot about love in the Pony album, and Always is so interesting because it's about sort of admitting that you want help and you want love, and that's really powerful too. Like, maybe we don't always feel right, and you know, it's okay to want, you know, help and help to feel better. So I love Mr. County, love that song. And then the last song that got cut off was Pull It Together by the Greeting Committee. which I think you can assume based on its title, Pull It Together. It's about not feeling in the right place, but wanting to, you know, pick yourself up and move along. And I just like that one because a lot of songs that talk about not feeling right or feeling inadequate are sad. And Pull It Together is very much not sad. It's very joyful. It's very fun. So would highly recommend listening to the rest of that song if you get the chance. We have a little bit of time left, so I'm going to try to play a couple songs through the computer's automated system. So give me 1 second while I figure that out.
You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. Told that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. Satisfied. Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
So that was Vienna by Billy Joel, as I'm sure you know. I love that song. It's one of my favorite songs, probably because it was featured prominently in the early 2000s classic rom-com of 13 Going on 30. Amazing movie, highly recommend. But I just love that song because it's, you know, it's asking you to slow down and really think about, you know, why you're not feeling right and challenge yourself to believe that things will feel better at some point. Vienna waits for you. I love that. Love that song so much. This next song is also very well known, very famous. Please enjoy Harmony Hall.
Now we find ourselves in late December. I believe that New Year's Eve will be the perfect time for their great surrender, but they don't remember. Anger wants a voice, voices won't sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free, all that questioning, but every time a problem ends, another one begins, and the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't want to live like like a young pretender. Anger wants a voice, voices wanna sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning, but every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't wanna live like this, but I don't wanna die.
This is Allison Anka. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks so much for listening. This is the end of my show, and have a great day.
Beckoning voice, the thing's spinning. You have no choice.